I'm here with Ryan Linden, a program manager on the Library Experience Team. How's it going, Ryan?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
So tell me a little bit about what you do at Microsoft.
I'm a program manager lead, and my team works on developing the new help system for Visual Studio 2010.
So I noticed with the release of Visual Studio 2010 Beta 2 that we have a new help system. Can you tell me about that?
Sure, yes, we do have a new help system. So gone is the familiar dExplorer, and we've replaced dExplorer with the new Microsoft Help Viewer. So when we were developing this new help viewer and this new help system, we had four major goals or tenets in mind when we were doing the architecture. So the first one was that we wanted to ensure that users were browsing their help in a very familiar fashion, which in this case is the browser. So using a browser to discover information is the dominant paradigm in the industry, and there's been somewhat of a resurgence in innovation in the browser space, and we wanted to ride that wave of innovation rather than creating a standalone executable or a standalone application that runs either inside or outside of Visual Studio. So we went to the browser. Two, we wanted to give users the ability to keep their offline library current and up to date. Continuous publishing is an effort going on at Microsoft that a lot of UE teams are doing, so they're updating their content over time, and so we wanted to sort of pass that on to the users and have them update their library at their own schedule. So I'm going to show a demo about that later. Third, we want to give users fast and relevant search results and F1 results. Some of the feedback that we heard with dExplorer was that F1 took too long to spin up and it would freeze Visual Studio and search was something left to be desired. So we're pushing, or one of our major pushes here was to have fast, relevant search. And finally, with the new help system, we wanted to use a standards-based architecture. So we use the browser, like I mentioned. Our help containers are zip files. We render XHTML. And so standards were a really big part of what we wanted to do.
Awesome. So can you give us a demo?
Sure. Let's walk you through. So what I've got open here is just a simple project in Visual Studio. And the entry points into the new help system are available via the help menu. So up at the top, you'll notice a couple of menu items, View Help and Manage Help Settings. So the first way to get into the help system, let's just say we're going to click View Help. What this is going to do is bring up your offline help system. So you'll notice that the look and feel here is a lot different than what you're used to. Gone is the TOC deep tree, and it's sort of a cleaner experience where we wanted to sort of bump most of the documentation up to the top of the page to that valuable real estate at the top of any help topic. The TOC is changed and it's given you sort of a contextual view into where you are. We give you your current topic and we display here all of the child notes for this topic, and then down below are peers to this current page. So we can click around it. So that's just a quick view. So how else do you get into the system? Well, most developers are going to leverage F1 at some point or another. So let's say I'm doing this little application and I want to know more about the console class. So hitting F1, bang, pops open a browser very quickly. So performance is at the top of focus here, and we'll bring up the relevant help topic page. Like I had mentioned earlier, we are browser agnostic, so currently I'm using Internet Explorer, but if you wanted to use Chrome or Opera or Firefox, feel free to do so. We are ambivalent to what you choose. Obviously, we'd like you to choose IE, but we know what the realities are. So I'm going to do a search now for an XML reader. So I'm going to type in system.xml.xml reader. First result is the XML reader class, and for some reason this list wasn't exactly what you wanted, or you wanted to go back to your last topic, same browser-based model that everyone should be used to, and just hit the back button and there you are. So these are my search results, and again here we go, very performant, very fast, and this is something that we put quite a bit of effort into. And another key point about the help system is that for this release we've decoupled the help system from Visual Studio. So Previously, DXplorer was part of the VS IDE proper, and therefore it was tied to the Visual Studio ship cycle. What we've done now is we've pulled the help system out of the devm.exe specifically. It's running in its own process, and what this gives us is the ability to rev the help system independent of the Visual Studio ship cycle. Current plans are to release every 6 to 8 months. So if there's issues or problems with search relevance and F1, we have the ability to iterate on that over time. So I think that's a key point of the help system here. So the other point that I mentioned was the ability to keep your help library up to date. So what I'm going to show you now is a new little application that users are going to have called the Help Library Manager. And you can get to the Help Library Manager from a couple of different options. One from the start menu, we'll put a shortcut to your desktop, and also you have the ability to launch it via your help menu here. So what we have here is the new Help Library Manager, and this gives the user the ability to check for new content, to add new content, to manage their settings between online and offline, and to get help on the actual Help Library Manager itself. So some of the feedback that we've heard is, I've forgotten to install the content during setup. How do I install my content? Well, you launch the Help Library Manager, and you can, if you still have your install media, select Find Content on Disk. What you then want to do is go to that location on your media, your product documentation folder. Within your product documentation folder, you're going to have an MSHA file. Your MSHA file is really your manifest for what content is shipping on a particular piece of media. And so now, based on this manifest, what's shipped on disk is some VS documentation and some help on help. You'll see here that I already have these installed locally, but if you would skip this step during install, you would select add, and then update, and then you would get that added. Cool. So obviously there are size constraints on the media, and we can't ship everything that's in the MSDN library. So what we've exposed is a cloud service that allows users to go online to choose any selection of books that we've exposed. So here we've got .NET Framework 4, we have Silverlight content, we've got the Visual Studio SDK, and from here you can see what you have installed locally, and I can go ahead and add existing content, and if I hit update, it's going to go ahead and download however many help packages comprises that particular book. I'm not going to go through all of this here because I have a fairly substantial update pending.
Now, how often would updates be available, and are you notified when there's a new update?
So it is all on demand. There's no notification for updates. I think that the cadence and rhythm that we're going to go for updating packages is probably monthly. So I think if users check for updates once a month, they'll get the latest and greatest content. So for some users, offline content isn't what they want. They don't want offline, they want online. So via the settings here, you can quickly toggle between online and offline for what you want to do. So if you select online, and then go back to your same application, F1 now will take you to MSDN. What you will notice is that the look and feel of MSDN Online is very, very similar to what you saw in offline, which is another one of our driving design principles to bring the experience of online and offline a lot closer together. We're going to talk about this lightweight experience online in another webcast, so I'm not going to go into that too deeply here. The last thing I want to show you is how to remove content from your help library. And that's accomplished through the same Help Library Manager interface in a very similar dialog. Clicking Remove Content basically shows you all the content that you have installed on your machine. By clicking Remove, it's going to go through its work. Bang, that content is now removed from your disk. If you have any questions around Help Library Manager, you don't know what any of these dialogues are specific to, clicking Help here will give you a quick view into how to use this new little application.
Great.
So that's a quick overview of the system.
So what is the feedback that you've been receiving about the help experience thus far?
So we've been getting a lot of great feedback from users from our Beta 2 release, and we're absolutely listening to see what we can bring into the product for RTM. One of the major pieces that we've been getting is, where's my visual index? And if you look at the view here, clearly there is no index. The main navigation that we're pushing users to is search. That being said, we've had a lot of passionate response about the lack of an index, and we are evaluating whether or not we can bring it into RTM. As I previously mentioned, the fact that we're decoupled from Visual Studio release cycle gives us the ability to add this in at a later release without having to wait for the next release of Visual Studio proper. So should we hear the overwhelming response from customers that I absolutely need an index, we will keep that at top of mind and we'll have a look to see if we can get that done.
Great. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.